Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning to all of you out there as we begin another broadcast today. 2 hours of talking about the political issues of the day in a way that means something to you and your life. The whole reason I do this show is to help you change your world. Because that's what really matters. Isn't it? I think it is. Let me read something to you, folks. I want to start the show with this, and then I'll quickly lay out what we're going to talk about through the rest of the day, or what I hope we can talk about the rest of the day. Let me read this to you. Quote, "This is no small thing, to restore a republic after it has fallen into corruption. I have studied history for years, and I cannot recall it ever happening. It may well be that our task is impossible. Yet, if we do not try, then how will we know it can't be done? And if we do not try, it most certainly won't be done. The Founders' Republic and the larger war for Western civilization will be lost. But I tell you this, we will not go gently into that bloody collectivist good night. Indeed, we will make with our defiance such a sound as all history from that day forward will be forced to note, even if they despise us in the writing of it." That is the quote from a gentleman by the name of Mike Vanderbo, whom I've never heard of before. But I could not find a more prescient and accurate way of describing how I'm looking at what's going on in America today. So, folks, we now become the resistance. You and I. To everything that is unholy. That is being rammed down our throats. By a guy who stole an election. Well, a whole team of people who stole an election. We now become that resistance to all of that evil. To all the bad ideas that take away our life. Our ability to live our lives the way we want to live them. Liberty. Our ability to make decisions on our own for our best interest. Not what government thinks or politicians think are our best interest. And the pursuit of happiness, however we define it. These are all inalienable rights given to us by God. We now become the resistance against everything that would diminish those rights. And we will not. We will not go gently into that bloody collectivist good night. Collectivism is communism. It begins with warmed over communism called socialism. But it ultimately leads to the bloody collectivist attitude. It's tyranny, folks. And we see it time and time again in man's history, and it continues to this day. And we are not going gently into it. We're going to fight it every way we possibly can. Here's what else we're going to talk about. I'm going to get into a whole slew of election bills introduced in the Oregon legislature. This is a great article by the Northwest Observer, run by State Representative Mike Nierman. And Christy Noem, there's a great piece that is in Breitbart today, and it dovetails with a comment that I watched Lindsey Graham make on Sean Hannity's show last night. But Governor Christy Noem, former congresswoman, she is the governor of South Dakota, says something really profound, and I think this is where we have to get to. And this is the role that you and I can play in getting us there. People want, she said, a GOP that, quote, that actually follows through on what they say they're going to do, unquote. Imagine that. Duh. A Republican Party that actually does what it says it's going to do. Now, who's done that lately? A guy by the name of Donald J. Trump. It's one of the reasons that he has become so popular and is still beloved by so many people. Because he actually did the things he said he would do. It is so unusual, is it not? It is. Now, what did Lindsey Graham say? Well, he said on show, Sean Hannity's show, we have a snowball's chance in hell of taking the majority in the Senate without Donald Trump. Now, he gets it, but in this piece, and I'm going to go through this piece in the Federalist by John Daniel Davidson. Mitch McConnell has learned nothing and forgotten nothing. The idea that McConnell is the right man to decide who's electable is a joke. Now, Mark Levin got into some of this yesterday, but I'm going to get into it more deeper because this is Mitch McConnell's real record. This is part of the battle we have to fight first. It is within our party. We have to get rid of the people who divide us in our party. Those are the people like Mitch McConnell. We've got to get rid of them first. And it also relates to a story about Jamie Herrera Butler over in across the river from Portland in Vancouver. Corey Lewandowski, my old buddy and fellow state director at Americans for Prosperity, who ran Trump's first campaign, says the Trump team is going to announce a challenger for Never Trump Rhino Representative Jamie Herrera Butler in the coming days. He's doing exactly what I said he should do, folks. And not just because I'm any brilliant political strategist, because I'm not. I approach these political things from a farmer's common sense perspective. This is just common sense. Mitch McConnell doesn't get it. Heck, Kevin McCarthy doesn't get it. And certainly Jamie Herrera Butler doesn't get it any more than Liz Cheney gets it. Christy Noem does. She understands. Anybody with half a brain understands just based on your personal life, folks. It's not hard to figure out. How well does it work in your life, in your personal life, at work, or in your family, with your children or your spouse, if you do not follow through on the things that you say you're going to do? How well does that work out for you? It doesn't, does it? Well, why is politics any different? Well, I'll tell you why, because we've let it be different. And it's time to stop it. The only people that are going to stop it is us. And the infamous words of Pogo, the great cartoon character, we have met the enemy and they is us. Yeah. This is why, friends, I do this radio show and I say what I say. I hope that you get something of value from what we talk about so that you can change your world, persuader, persuadable, by having meaningful conversations with people. I just gave you something you could use. How well does it work in your family or in your life when you do not follow through with the things that you say you're going to do? It's a great way to get fired at your job, right? It's a great way to create discord within your family and distrust. It's a negative and a bad thing. I just gave you that as a way of opening a conversation and then beginning that conversation, or actually taking that conversation further to say things like, hey, why do we let politicians say one thing, that they're going to do all these things for us, and then never get it done? And why do we keep voting for them? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Two words have never been spoken, Jeff. And thanks for all you're doing, because we obviously have a real hard job ahead of us, because the swamp is deep, the swamp is entrenched, and it's going to take a while to clean it up. Now, obviously, Trump tried to make things better in the swamp, but the swamp, fought back. Schumer and Pelosi, who are not patriots, as you...
Well, but it wasn't just Schumer and Pelosi. It was McConnell the whole time. I mean, what do you think of what McConnell
and
said?
I was going to get there. Okay. McConnell is a swamp dweller, and there is no doubt that you have to... I'm trying to think of the right words here. You have to get rid of the problem. And of course, Trump always knew that the swamp was there. And now he knows it's even worse because of his 4 years, worse than it ever was. McConnell, he's a backstabbing, that's all I could say. He has been part of the problem in Trump not getting more stuff done. Let's talk some more, Jeff.
All right, we'll hold Art over the break again. We'll come back with him. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Your Teams talk line. Back in a moment. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, and I will do my best to read it on the air. In a moment, we'll go back to Art to finish his thoughts about this, kind of where we're headed, both in America, in the Republican Party, really where conservatism is headed. in facing the onslaught of things that threaten our liberty. And one of those things is how we conduct elections, folks. We'll get into the Northwest Observer article about all of the election bills. And then we'll get into putting forward good candidates, because Mitch McConnell has a pretty bad track record of putting forward candidates that can, quote unquote, win. We'll get into all of that as we go forward. I want to thank, by the way, ProBioscience for putting forth some great products that make your life better. They make my life better, CBD products. That pain stick is unbelievable. And you know what? If you got pain in your body and you want to use something that's good for you, that's not full of all kinds of drugs, but just natural things that your body readily accepts, you ought to think about CBD. Now, if you're in a sensitive position where you may be drug tested, there's zero tolerance, they have CBD products that do not cause you to fail a drug test. Check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com. They're based in Salem. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of highest quality because Oregon has the toughest standards. Pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online, use the discount code Valentine for the month of February, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go back to Art. Art, go.
Hey, Jeff. Okay, if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem, and obviously McConnell is a part of the problem because our country could be so much further down the line than what we are if we had better leadership in key positions. Obviously, Trump was a great president. He saw problems. He resolved problems. Look at, you know, what he did on the border. Look what he did in the Middle East. I mean, this man is brilliant and did a ton of positive things for our country. He brought back manufacturing to the United States. I mean, the list goes on and on, Jeff. And then for McConnell to do what he did, concerning this riot, you know, it's just pathetic. It is pathetic. He isn't a part of the team. All he thinks about, and you and I have talked about this lots of times, there's two kind of people in this world. Those who give and want to make things better, and are statesmen and stuff. And those who are WIFM, you've heard me say this before, what's in it for me, people. And those are the kind of people who are destroying our republic and the United States of America. And you know who these people are. I know who these people are. And these people need to be replaced. There is no dang doubt about it. And, you know, I listen to talk radio a lot, Jeff. I listen to Levin. I listen to Rush. I listen to you. You and I have been involved in Oregon for a long time. We know where the problems lie. Of course, they're so damn entrenched that it's hard to get them out. And the same is what's going on in Washington, D.C. They and, you know, Trump was the greatest thing to ever happen to this country since Ronald Reagan. And, God, Jeff, can you imagine if the ilk on the other side had worked with him, how many problems we could resolve? But they didn't want to work. All they cared about was their money and problems. I mean, their money and power. And so that is why we are where we're at. And what you're talking about today is very important, because our country is going to go to hell in a handbasket. Just look what our inappropriately elected new president is doing to this country. He's destroying jobs. He hasn't even talked to not in Israel, our staunchest ally. He's embracing Iran and China. Jeff, we got to be more involved than ever before, like you said. Otherwise, we're going to lose this country. And I'm not there. I'm going to fight to the death. Okay. I don't care if the Democrats come after me, and I know you don't either, with both barrels to try to destroy me or you because of what we're saying is true. And they do that. The Democrats do that. Anybody that stands in their way, boy, let me tell you, they will lie and do anything to destroy you. The enemy is horrible, but we cannot kowtow. We must fight. And yes, I'm saying fight. Not, hopefully not, with guns and stuff like that. But let me tell you, if they keep going where they're going, I'm not gonna let the communists take over this dang country. Of course, I don't shoot very straight either. Ha ha. But, Jeff, we are in very dire times. And if we don't step up to the plate, we are going to go down the toilet. And I wanna say, okay, getting rid of the swamp, is very important, which includes getting rid of the news media people who lie and don't tell the truth. God, Jeff, we'll continue the conversation, my brother, but hey, we're up to this challenge. We will win because our very livelihoods depend on it. Love you, man. God bless you.
6:30, back in a moment. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Now, some of you might be wondering why I let Art go on so long. It's for a very simple reason. He's expressing the same frustrations that many of us feel. And at the same time, the frustrations with what's going on in D.C. and in Salem, but also why. Why is it happening? And how do we fix it? Well, the first thing you do is clean up the Republican Party, folks. Because you see, the Republican Party is the only vehicle we have for the moment. And I don't want to see this go any other way because I think it's a huge mistake, but it's the only vehicle we have for the moment by which we can effectively organize and fight against the left. But we have to clean up the party first. And Mitch McConnell has learned nothing, literally nothing. And I'm going to get into this as we go through the show today. This is this piece written in The Federalist, and it is right on the money. And it also exposes his track record. Now, why is this important? Because every one of us can no longer accept or stand idly by to let Mitch McConnell choose who the Republican Senate candidates are going to be, who win or lose. And most of the time they lose, folks. And the ones that do win then owe their soul to him. Vote for him to be the majority leader so he can control the money. And he controls the power. And he works behind us. He works quietly behind the scenes to destroy everything we believe in, just about, not quite, but almost. We can no longer let this happen. This is why you must be willing to help candidates in other states, folks, that are running against the rhino creatures. Because what they, when they voted against Trump, the 10 House Republicans, and these 7 Republicans plus McConnell in the Senate impeachment trial, they voted against you and what you believe in. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Folks, we had better stand up, every single one of us. And it starts by giving a small dollar contribution to every one of these candidates directly. Do not give it to anything controlled by the swamp. Give it to the challenger's campaign directly. $10, $15, $25, whatever. If we do not elect in our primary system Republicans who will stand up, as Kristi Noem said today, and do what they say they're going to do like Trump did, the republic is lost. It cannot be recovered. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. And we will go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Hi, we've been out without power, probably be out without power for about another week or two, so we're just getting into the listening to the radio now. Start with is, isn't it interesting the solar and wind power in Texas took a dump?
Next. Yeah, that didn't seem to work too well with all those wind turbines freezing up, did it?
Yeah, I guess we could have it on the front page. How's that environmental crap working for you now? The next thing is that one of the things that they're... The only reason they're upset about D.C. is it finally came home to where all the swamp rats are at, and they should be blaming the Democrat Party for this whole outrage because they let it, they let their side destroy everything for the 4 years that Trump was in, and they're, the Democrats are, or the communists, they're not Democrats anymore. They're willing to destroy the whole country to get rid of Trump because he is trying to change it back for the people. And these people that sit around now and complain about it, why weren't they doing that like you and I were 6, 8, 10, 12 years ago? You know, I just, it gets very frustrating to wait till 11:59th hour and 45 seconds and now people wake up. But that's just me venting there. And the other thing, too, is I totally agree with the idea of fixing our own party, because if we don't get some more fighters to help the fighters we got locally, we're pretty much doomed right now unless we can get some other fighters in. My wife and I, and I'm sure you have done it, last 18, 20 years, we don't give to the NRC. We give it to the individual parties. If you want, you come over and look at my mailbox anytime. We get mail from almost anybody who's a conservative from North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Texas, all over. So that's what we've been doing for the last 15, 20 years.
And that's the right thing to do. Unfortunately, a lot of people on our side, Rich, don't do that. They just write a check, send it in, and it gets wasted.
And another thing, too, a little quick subject change for you. These cell phones are only designed for when the power goes down, depending upon where they are, will be 12 to 24 hours of battery standby, if that. This is an entertainment thing anymore. It's not communications. It's entertainment. Look at where we're going to G5 with it. I'm getting rid of my iPhone. I'm going back to a flip phone because I'm tired of them tracking me. I'm tired of all of it. So I'm just going to go to the bare minimums if I have to have a cell phone. That way I can pull the battery out, leave it out when I want to, and put it back in when I need it. But it's you got to remember, these people are in business to do this. They're not in the business to provide you a service. Years ago when this first started, I was on the beginning of the beta sites, and all the telephone companies said their goal was to get everybody in the cell phone so they didn't have to worry about the lines in the ground. Well, my phone line's been down for about 5-6 days, and the reason is the technology has moved into the phone line system now. So now they're losing that, too. So you can't depend upon any of it, really.
You know, that's interesting. How about your Internet? I mean, you don't have any power in the house, right? Or do you?
No, well, see, if you lose your phone line, you got to remember this. If you lose your phone line and you're on Internet, you lose everything. If you're on Wi-Fi, not from your house, but going to a direct cell site near you, you may have it until the cell site dies.
But like I said, cell sites are supposed to only cell sites that
I know. What you're carrying with you now is a library of things you can do to entertain yourself. But it's not going to be there as a public service. It's not designed as a public service.
Rich, all of the cell sites I know of have backup generators. You're telling
me they don't run that long, though, Jeff. That's what I'm talking about. That's why everybody, you go from my house down here by Enchanted Forest and drive on I-5 and go 22 and try and keep a conversation the whole way. You won't, because they're all dead. I shouldn't say all, but quite a few of them. And they've got trucks at every one of them trying to bring the stuff back up online.
You know, it's interesting, because I thought those things ran on propane and
no, they
propane
do.
Propane companies have plenty of propane, don't they?
They're in the business of doing it for a limited period of time. See, that's what people don't understand. This is an entertainment system. This is not for public safety. This is just for you to have an option to play with. So what they've done is they've bare-bones everything in those sites that they can, because that's not where the profit's at. They're going to have propane there, but it's not going to be there for, say, 6 days long. You see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. No,
and if you want a good example of it, look at what we're going through today on how few areas the cell phones are working solidly all the time, and they're slowly coming back up. When I was in that little party they gave in the Bay Area called Loma Prieta Earthquake, first thing that happens is the cell sites get congested so you can't get in, and then they go down because they're not designed for 24/7 use without power. They don't want to spend the money to do it, and I don't blame them. They should be able to depend on stuff that they have.
No, I agree with that. Rich, thanks. Appreciate the insight to that.
I mean, they're doing what they can, but they're looking at their dollar line. Their bottom line is what they're looking at. What's the minimum we can get by with so we can get a profit and make this thing play? And they normally are smart enough to put it in places where they figure they're not going to have much power problems. And when they do, they say, well, they'll get it fixed in 12 hours, 24 hours, so that's all we're going to build into it. We've got our own generator, and we're running and doing our stuff, and it took me some time to get up. My biggest problem was cutting through all my trees to get out of the driveway.
Jeez. Well, therein lies another thing for the future that you will have to manage personally for your own life, like having a generator.
Yeah. Now the other thing too, that you're going to have to depend on your neighbors too, because you can't depend on, in a disaster, you can't depend upon everybody else. You have to depend on yourself and the people around you. In a big disaster, your first problem is, am I okay? What have I got? What do I don't have? Assess what you got and figure out what you can do.
That's right. Now you take care of yourself first, and you take care of your neighbors.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to have. You have to think about this stuff, folks. Rich, thanks. I'm going to let you go because we're almost at the break here. You have to think about this, folks. You have to think about, well, you got to think defensively. I mean, you do. Do you have trees around your house that if they get iced up, are they going to fall into your house? Do you have a little extra food, water? Do you have a means of communication? Like Rich is talking about. Do you have a means of providing warmth for your home? It doesn't rely on electricity. Yeah, Rich was right. How's those wind turbines working out for you in Texas? They ain't. 648.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till 7 o'clock, another hour to go of Political Coffee. Look, friends, in all seriousness, you have to have a plan for emergencies in your life. And if you don't, because you've gotten complacent, because all of these things have been there for us, then you're just asking for all kinds of trouble. So be smart about this stuff. Think it through. I mean, you know, I have to agree with Rich. One of the things that I am thinking about doing seriously is getting rid of my smartphone also and just going back to a dumb phone. Now, believe me, I like it. Some of the things that it allows me to do. But I have to weigh that in the balance with everything else in my life. It's just, you know, this business of me being tracked, you being tracked constantly by the apps that we put on our phones. If you have a dumb phone, yeah, they can kind of track you because your phone has a unique ID number and it will go between the cell towers and that kind of thing. But it's not anything like, believe me, anything like what the apps in our smartphones are doing. At all. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Now, Mitch McConnell has learned nothing, and he has forgotten nothing. It's this piece in the Federalist today, and I want to start to get into that. Our FM transmitter, by the way, is... has been on a backup generator since Saturday. Hopefully we can keep that powered up. Mitch McConnell has learned nothing. McConnell goes after Trump in his Wall Street Journal piece and said that it's important, the important thing now is for him to regain power. Well, he sort of said that in so many words. And he said the way to win, to regain power in the Senate by 2022 is getting candidates who can actually win in November. Well, that's interesting. Let's look at his track record. In fact, Mark Levin said this succinctly yesterday. Who is Mitch McConnell to be the arbiter of who is winnable and who isn't? Let's look at his track record. He says he cares about electability. Who has a mixed record, as this article points out, in backing quote-unquote electable candidates. In 2009-2010 cycle, he fought against, and he fought hard against, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, and briefly Pat Toomey, deeming them unelectable. What happened in 2010 was a little thing called the Tea Party movement, folks. He hated the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement backed every one of these people. Every one. They backed Rubio, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, Pat Toomey. McConnell fought against every one of them. He then fought against Ted Cruz in 2012. And then he fought against Ben Sasse in 2014. Now, he's a smart politician. He's been able to co-opt sometimes Marco Rubio. He certainly got to Pat Toomey, who is retiring from the Senate. And he certainly got to Ben Sasse. But he's also largely responsible for losing the Republican seat in Alabama in 2017 after he was backing Luther Strange over the conservative rep Mo Brooks in the Republican Party. That split the ticket Roy Moore was then elevated and lost because of his over-the-top sometimes comments. He also backed Tommy Thompson in Wisconsin, who lost. Rick Berg in North Dakota, who lost. Connie Mack in Florida, who lost. All of those people lost in 2012. Yet somehow McConnell is still presented as a shrewd judge of electability. Folks, he's not a shrewd judge of electability at all. He just controls the money. Now, he says he cares that he might get involved in some GOP primaries. Folks, he has been involved in GOP primaries for a long time. And he has a very mixed record. You see, he contrasts the current 50-50 split to 2009, when the GOP had just 40 senators, noting that it took us 6 years to crawl out of that hole. It sure did. And part of the reason that the GOP got out of the hole was thanks to the above-mentioned Tea Party candidates and the energy of that movement after the 2008 election. Yet McConnell did his utmost to fend off Tea Party primary challengers all over the country during those years with uneven results. One could argue, as my colleague Molly Hemingway has, again, I'm reading from this article in The Federalist, that if McConnell and the GOP establishment had been more open to the conservative base of the party and more willing to stay out of contested primaries, Republicans would be in a better place today. Setting aside the Tea Party, though, the idea that McConnell knows how to pick electable candidates is laughable. One need not look far for examples. Consider the Georgia special election last month. McConnell went all out to make sure that Kelly Loeffler, a horrible candidate whose only qualification for office was being a big-time GOP donor, got the full financial backing of the McConnell-aligned Senate Leadership Fund, remember that name, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and the entire GOP establishment. Recall that Loeffler was appointed to finish out the term of Senator Johnny Isaacson, who resigned at the end of 2019 for health reasons. When Georgia Governor Brian Kemp defied Trump and many other conservatives who wanted Doug Collins to fill the seat, McConnell backed Kemp's choice, insisting that Loeffler, who had never been elected to office or even campaigned before, would be more electable than a conservative like Doug Collins. Yes, we do. Or ironic, then, that McConnell blames Trump for the losses in Georgia. Georgia was a fiasco, he wrote in the Journal. We all know why that occurred. Yes, we do. It occurred at least in part because McConnell decided to treat Loeffler like an incumbent. It didn't help that in the crucial weeks between November 3rd and the runoff in Georgia on January 5th, McConnell opposed an extremely popular proposal, which was polling 80 to 20 at the time, to bump the stimulus checks from $600 to $2,000. Essentially handing Democrats ready-made anti-GOP ads. McConnell and other Washington Republicans were confident in their ground game in Georgia with the wooden, non-charisma Loeffler, who didn't need an outside assist like stimulus checks going into the special election. They were wrong again. You know, who was pitching that $2,000 check thing? Donald Trump. More on this when we come back in your phone calls. One more hour to go at 6:59. Don't.